About anything, is it about the...
Well, you can look at these pictures if you like, you see.
We know he is anyway, we know a lot on the pandy. George Thomas.
Well, that's something more than I knew. I thought he was a judge.
He was...
Because of the wig and
well, he
the
was,
stature.
He was the speaker in the House of Lords. House of Lords, wasn't he? But was the House of Lords, yeah?
House of Commons.
House of Commons.
Did he come around here at all?
Can't say... Because he's living, I think he's living in London, isn't he? But I think he's still got family in Tonopandy.
He has called him there, hasn't he, for a visit or something?
He does, you know, he does.
He owns a pub or something, doesn't he?
I don't think so.
I thought somebody said he owned a pub.
The old chapel man. But I wouldn't think that he would own a pub.
Or perhaps one of his family does. Something like that.
But he stores chapel.
Yeah, do you go to chapel yourself?
No. Was it as children? Is it trying to avoid it? I myself, anyway, don't bother to check. But
I used to go to St Mary's up here before they knocked it down, and then I go to St Albans now. Church, not chapel.
Right. Yeah. So he was a Methodist, wasn't he?
Yes.
Do you bring back any memories?
School days,
Oh, yeah. Great school days, some of them.
Teacher that looks like David Mellor, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Does he?
What did...
The teacher on the end.
Oh, right, yeah, that's right. Were the happy days at school?
Oh, yeah.
Happiest days, we don't realise it when you're there, but they are the best days of your life, isn't it, you know?
When you're in school, you want to not be there. You want to sort of find a way of getting out of it.
When you're out
and
of
when
it.
You're out, when you've got out of it, you wish you were back. Mm. Most of the time.
I try to explain to my children, you know, it is the best days. It's hard now, but it is the best days of your life, really. And you can look back on it and.
I know. And rugby.
Do you remember your masters?
Well.
You should give them nicknames.
Well,
which one? You were in comm, weren't you?
Yeah, when you had...
It was Parry.
Di Parry.
Phillips.
Gwyn Phillips.
Christine Jones, Mass. Tech Drawing.
Remember some of the real characters?
I'm trying to think now of them now.
What's his name? That art teacher.
James Art. Speaking James.
George. What was the Welsh teacher?
George Davis.
He used to be a right character. Edit for Welsh. He wouldn't give up at all.
Where is that now?
Incomprehensive.
Croppy comp.
Why was he a character?
Well, how can you put it? Like, he used to really get on top of you because he used to always say that Welsh should be the first language. And those of us that got reasonable credits every year, or passes, he used to expect us to work.
Well, going back on that, really, it's temperament. My grandparents came from over the bridge. They came from, my one set of grandparents came from Taunton. And my other set of grandparents came from Wiltshire.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, there isn't any Welsh blood in me, but I'm born here, obviously born here. My parents are born here.
Yeah.
And there's more oil here. When I go across the bridge, there isn't anything for me across the bridge.
No.
You don't feel any roots. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I've been to Taunton, just go looking for my grandparents and my roots,
yeah.
You know, and there isn't any comparison with being there and,
no.
and here.
I know what you feel like.
Well, it's the same for me. I've been here since, what do you call it, Trier, but the Rhondda.
Mm-hmm.
Since I was born near enough. I was brought here when I was one, at the address, and I've lived here. Of course, we've been across the bridge, my father's people.
Mm. But you feel the same, Rich? You feel the same that
I never want to leave Wales if I can if I can really help it. I'm gonna put it. My brother couldn't wait to get out of Wales.
Mm.
Now me, every time I go away, I can't wait to get home. I don't know what draws me back. I'm gonna clue unless it's because I'm so used to living
here
for 38 years.
It's home, and you know it is home.
Yeah.
And, you know, I worked away in different places and in Wales, and it's always nice after being away a week. It's always nice to come home.
Yeah.
Even though you're still in Wales.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes, it's like I get on. I feel the Cardiff people are far different to the Pontypridd people.
Yes.
And the Pontypridd people are different to the Rhondda people. And I think the further you go, the West Wales or Mid Wales or whatever, is different. But I mean, Cardiff people are far different. They're more like English people.
Yeah, than big cities,
you know.
And a lot of people coming from outside.
And the closer you come down this way, like Ponty, Porth or everything, it's like a community. They're friendly. They're more friendly as you come down the valley.
Yeah, I think the further you go out to the valley, the cooler it gets.
Yeah.
If you understand the way I try to get it, the cooler.
Yeah.
It's not so much of a, like, it's different now what it was years ago. It's not so communities are not so close as they used to be. But I feel the further you go out to the valley, the colder it is getting. It is. It's not so much of a binding community.
Yes, I know that.
It's about the same thing I feel as well. As you go further on down, out of the valley that way, or even across the valley, in certain places across the valley, Ferndale and places like that, it's close, but as you travel down that way,
you're going towards Newport, you go to the east, then Newport is same as Cardiff, really, isn't it? You know, it's just this big cities and whatever, and it's from there. You know.
That's it.
Like the change in temperature.
Yeah, where I'm saying is, the further down you go, and the cooler it gets.
The houses are friendly, and the streets are friendly, are they?
Yeah.
That looks exactly like our street used to.
Taff Street, yeah. Well, my street the same, you know.
You could almost picture somebody like an old lady on the door, and you'd walk past them, and they'd say good morning, and then they'd start a conversation. You wouldn't get halfway up the street.
No.
But at least you know now. You can still talk to people. Like in Treherbert, you basically people know each other.
Yeah.
So you know, even though you don't sort of speak to them as you pass them on the road, you know of them, and they know of you.
Yeah.
And it's probably because Treherbert isn't that big. But, you know, you can still have a conversation with people.
It works. Like when you travel, say, from Treherbert to Treorchy, and you go through the main street. Now, the houses in the main street haven't changed. And the people haven't changed their sort of attitude. It doesn't matter what age they are.
Well, I think the attitude has changed in the last 25 years of people, really, because, I mean, even though they are still friendly, like 25 years ago, the doors would be open.
Yeah.
Now because of the crime and whatever, they can't leave the doors open. But the actual, I think, and more or less in the older people, because I do a lot of work for the older people, and you know, if it's a front door or a back door or whatever, or a window, they seem to be more, what can I say, everybody is sort of friendly, but the older people seems to remember the old times.
Yeah, they always do. They always
and remember the times when they could leave the door open. But as it is now,
used to leave open the front door, the passage door. If it's a warm day, the windows would be open, the back door.
Well, in the summer, it'd be open until 11 in the night. You know,
the things must have gone downhill from their point of view.
Yeah.
Well, it's gone down. Everything,
but
everywhere.
It does. It's gone downhill, but it's still better here than it is in other places.
Yes,
though it is the standard has gone down, it is better than other places.
Yeah.
I mean,
are these houses well built?
Well.
No, I mean not these, but
the average terraced house.
Yeah.
Well, they've been up now in the valleys around about the average about 90 years.
Yeah.
I mean, this club has been up for 80 odd years, isn't it?
Yeah, for 80. Somewhere in the 80s.
They're solid. Mind you, I mean, I'd rather buy one of these houses now and knock it down to a shell and rebuild it from and buy a Barrett house down the road or whatever for about 80,000. And these would, one of these would cost you an average now in the valley about 16,000. And you know what you're having with these, with the Barrett houses.
It's like the authenticity of the brickwork sort of gives it some form of class, because if you move into the modern buildings, they're either red brick or they're grey brick. You know, they sort of look like they've just been dropped into place.
Well, they originally they were built for the colliery workers and whatever, and it sort of blended in with the grey area, because it was a grey area then. And all the stonework, so it's just blended in with them, you know. And if you look at black and white photographs like this, and you look at the old photographs of Treherbert, where you've got the boot on the corner, and it's a wet day, you can basically feel yourself being there, you know,
just sitting down.
60, 70 years ago, and then, you know, grey, wet day, 60, 70 years ago, and what was that to do?
Sit down and talk, probably. Talk about the weather.
Are closing down now, are
they? Or converted into flats, or?
Well, there are a few chapel and church left, but most of them are either flats or.
Or the lockdown, yeah.
What was that one in Ponty? They changed it, they're using it as is it a library or a museum?
Museum on the bridge, is it just on the bridge? I can't remember the name.
If your parents went to chapel or church, did they?
Well, my mother went to Sunday school, and my father went as well at a very young age, because my father left working at 14.
Yeah.
My mother was left as well at 14, and she went to service then.
Do you think these were a good influence on people?
Well,
I believe myself, right? But for someone that doesn't...
Well, years ago, if you didn't go, usually the manager and the under manager of the colleries were deacons in the chapels.
Right.
And if you didn't go to the chapel, you didn't have a job, or you was.
Really?
Yeah. So you had to be a chapel, member of a chapel or whatever. So I'm told, anyway. So that is. But it's basically if you're forced into some sort of worship on a Sunday or...
And in the social centres as well, wasn't it?
I think it was the hub of the community, wasn't it? A chapel and...
Well, yes, it was a meeting place for everyone. Everyone turned up I presume they had tea parties and whatever
else.
Well,
their annual out into the seaside, from the chapel.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I'm told... only went to chapel a few weeks before the annual outing to go for a day to Barry Island or Porthcawl, Aberavon or whatever.
Yeah. They used to be the fashionable ones, weren't they? The trips to Aberavon or...
Well, I can only request... What's his name? I know him. I can't remember his name. George Thomas again, look. Cledwyn Hughes, that isn't it? He was the Secretary for Wales once.
Who are the politicians that have done most for Rhondda now?
It's from when, how long do you want to go back?
Whatever you want to say.
Well, I think Alec Jones was... a good MP for the Rhondda, wasn't he? At the moment, moment in time, I'd say that it's there's not an MP, but he's a councillor. Is Geraint Davies, who was the Plaid Cymru councillor. He does far more for the people, I think, than the Labour.
Councillors
are doing.
That's another true statement as well, because we waited for so long to get the back lanes tarred at the back of Taft Street. because of the amount of water from the mountain spilling into the lanes and then spilling into the back. And I don't know what they call it, they read a lot of names. They wrote a petition, and they took it up to Geirant. And within about a month, 6 weeks, we had the councillor on the back.
But it's only because that they had money spare, I should imagine. If they used it otherwise, they wouldn't have used it because they're the on end of the financial year, I expect. Because I've got very little faith in the old Labour councillors, to be honest with you.
Mm.
Is Plaid strong here?
Very strong here, Richard.
Yeah. And very, very strong.
The longer it's going, the stronger they get in. I think
when it used to be Labour, it was true Labour, wasn't it, right through? But then all of a sudden, for reasons well beyond most people,
since the time from Alex Jones, when Alex Jones died, and this idiot we got now, it's what's his name?
I don't know. You've caught me now. If you ask me about who's in charge of Plaid Cymru, I'd probably be able to tell you, but not them.
Isn't it terrible? I'm calling him everything every other day. And
it's not a subject, really. I know a lot about politics.
Is he a local man?
I believe he lives in Pontypridd. Right? We can't live in Pontypridd because Kim
Pontypridd.
He's Pontypridd MP. What the hell is his name?
I can't help you. I'm sorry.
You probably can't hear me now.
Sugar. Excuse me.
Did you work down in the mines yourself?
No, never.
No.
Your father's?
My father was down British Rail, and that was the first job they had to
do those two?
Yes, the Houston brothers. Lynn and Donald. Tonopandy, boys. Well, cadet, I think, so. Tonopandy.
There are quite a few famous people producing in the Rhondda.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I didn't know they came from Wales.
Didn't you?
No, not I've seen them in films. Well, many films.
You've got Stanley Baker from Ferndale.
Oh, no, about Stanley Baker.
Tom O'Fandy and the old family.
Oh, that's right.
Mm. Well, my family used to say you learn something new every day. I didn't know they were from Tom O'Fandy. I had no clue in the world.
Alan Rogers, that's the name of the MP.
Alan Rogers. So I guess I changed the subject. You got it.
It's up there somewhere, see? Blocked away.